Tuesday's suicide bombing that killed nearly 50 people in Baghdad is the latest in a long series of attacks on Iraq's security and law enforcement services. Among the hardest hit is the police force. The Iraqi Interior Ministry says the force lost some 700 members and potential recruits. The wave of bloodshed has brought few improvements in the security arrangements for hiring new police prospects, and young Iraqi men continue to line up for some of the few jobs available to them. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The carnage that struck central Baghdad this week is deeply etched in the memories of the survivors, including this shop owner, who was unwilling to give his name as he described the aftermath of the bombing. Dismembered bodies appearing through the smoke, shell-shocked ears unable to hear the cries of victims, a nightmare on a sunny Baghdad morning.
We call it the city of ghosts. Because of the darkness, the American tanks, the blood in the streets, the screaming of the children, and the screaming of the city, it was terror in all the meanings of the word. It was like a horror film.
26-year-old Amir Hussein helps to hang a banner, a black cloth announcing the memorial for his younger brother, Assam, who died in Tuesday's blast. His mouth twists in an ironic smile as he recounts how his family thought it had saved Assam's life by convincing him to quit the police force after he joined last year, only to see him continue to hang around the coffee shops near the police station.
He became a policeman after the fall of Baghdad last year. So when this series of random killings started, we were afraid for him and we told him to resign for his own safety and his family's. He tried to get away from the death, but the death followed him.
The Baghdad explosion was the deadliest in months, since July, in fact, when a bomb outside a police station in Bakuba killed 70 people. On the day of the Baghdad explosion, the White House said it wanted a 50% increase in the size of the police force. The need for an effective force is clear and urgent. As Assam's brother talks about the daily fear everyone lives in, a small arms fire breaks out a few blocks away.
Listen to these bullets. There is no security. A man can be killed at any moment. That's why Iraqis are so tired. They are tired psychologically. We endured so many wars, then years of sanctions, and so many difficulties. And at the end, we said, thank God, we get rid of the dictator. And then the teachers of the dictator came, and those were the Americans.
As U.S. officials have repeatedly said, no one wants the Americans out of Iraq more than they do. But first they have to achieve at least a semblance of security, and Iraqi police, as hurriedly as they are being vetted and trained, must play a key role in that effort. But the question no one seems to have an answer to is why police recruits have to wait for hours in large exposed crowds, creating ideal targets for terrorists. Baghdad's deputy chief of police is a tall, balding man with a thick mustache and a cautious manner around journalists. For security reasons, he gives only his title and first name, Brigadier General Amir. He says the police are aware of the problem and, in fact, tried to disperse the crowd Tuesday, but no one wanted to leave for fear of someone else getting their job.
So we told them frankly, the day before this attack and even the day of the attack, we told all of them to go home, and we even evacuated the registration center. But they didn't listen to us. Some of them kept waiting there or in nearby shops and restaurants.
Another police employee, who spoke anonymously, complained that they should have invited the recruits in behind the blast walls, something officials have been loath to do for fear of possible insurgents in the crowd. Deputy Chief Amir says the police will find a safer way to add to their ranks, but he offers no details. He abruptly stands and begins removing his uniform, reaching for his civilian clothes. His daughter's waiting to be picked up at college, and all at once Amir is transformed from a high-ranking law enforcement official to another anxious Iraqi parent, eager to see his child safely through these dangerous streets. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.